Chaitanya Bhagavat class. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya. So we left off yesterday that continuing the story of Vidhivachaspati. And everyone was now relieved to find out that Vidhivachaspati was not hiding Gauranga in his house to enjoy all by himself, but he snuck away in the middle of the night, unknowns to anyone, and he repaired to the town of Kulia Gram, which is the modern day Navadvip across the Ganga. When people cross the Ganga, that's called Kulia, the whole thing. And he went there. So Vachaspati told all the people gathered outside that really he went there, and let's go together and find him. Sarvaloka Hari Bali Vachaspati Sange Sekshane Sabe Chali Lena Maharange. In great joy, everyone chanted the name of Hari and immediately departed with Vachaspati to go visit Kulia Gram. Hari, 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 Hari.
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 Itai Gaur Harivo. So, Kulia Nagare Ayalena Nyasi Mani Sekshane Sarvadike Haila Mahadwani. Immediately the news spread in all directions. The crest jewel of sannyasis has gone to Kulia. Sabi Ganga Madhye Nadi Jaya Kulia Shuni Matra Sarvaloka Mahanande Daya. Only the Ganga lay between Nadi and Kulia. Hearing the news, everyone, Nadi means Sri Mayapur. Right? Hearing the news, everyone rushed towards Kulia in great ecstasy. Half the time, when you're reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, you're just finding out about devotees going from this side of the Ganga to that side of the Ganga. Because it's Navadvip, there's nine islands. They're crossing this water to go visit that devotee, and they're crossing this Ganga to go visit the Kazi, and they're going across this Ganga, and they're drowning in all these boats, and they're swimming across and getting all wet and running with all their clothes. That's how they got there. They all got to see Lord Chaitanya was described earlier. They came to Vachaspati's house by crossing the Ganga from Kulia in thousands of boats, which sank, and nobody drowned by some mysterious arrangement of God. They all got to Sri Mayapur, wherever he was, in Vachaspati's house. Now the venue has shifted to Sri Kulia, then back in the Ganga, sink some more boats, and swim across the other side and go to Kulia. It's like really a traveling road show all in one time. It's never a dull moment, or never a dry moment. Sometimes you're dry and you're wet with Ras, or you're wet with Ganga Ras, or whatever. Only the Ganga. Vachaspati gramete jateka loka chila tara koti koti gune sakala badila kulijara akarshana na jaya katan taha bhani bhare shakta sahasra vadan laksha laksha loka wa aila kota haite na jane kateke para haya katamate. The number of people coming from Vachaspati's village multiplied millions of times by the time they reached Kulia Gram. It is not possible for anyone other than the thousand-headed Ananta Shesh to describe the huge crowds that were attracted to Kulia. No one knew where the hundreds of thousands of people came from or how they all crossed the river. Katakva Dubai Noka Gangara Bitare. Sounds like Hindi. Bitar means inside, no? Ganga Bhitari means what? They went inside the Ganga. Probably not a good idea if you don't know how to swim. Katava dubaye noka gangara bitare tarapi sabetare janeka namare. Ganga bitare jana namare. Sounds like this Ramcharitamanas. Da 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 bingo, da 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 tingo, da 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 jingjo, da 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 bingo. It lasts more than every line rhymes. So this is Bengali kavi or poetry. Says a kavi, the different shastras, they give messages to the readers in different ways and give teachings. It says that kavi gives message or gives teachings to the reader like an affectionate wife instructs a husband. This is kavi, or kavi, and sahitya, and then there's Puran, and the shrutis, they instruct like a king. Or the smritis instruct like a king, you do it or I'll kill you. And then the Puranas instruct like a friend. Oh, listen, let me tell you this story. Once there was this sage and he went through the forest and he became a ghost, but then he observed this ekadasi. So the Puranas instruct like a friend and the Smritis and Shrutis instruct like a king. Do or die. And then Kavi, they instruct. Sahitya and Kavi are kind of like synonymous, but generally Kavi, political literature instructs like an affectionate lover, like a wife. Oh my Prabhu, it would be a good idea if you stop chasing girls. Since I am your chaste wife, you know. Okay, I'll try to follow that instruction. Is there any threat? No threats. It's just my humble suggestion. So this is Kavi. So this, we're reading Kavi. It's very, Kavi is of course stories, and there's instructions, but it's very sweetly told, like an affectionate lover. Because I love you so much, I want to say something. Please don't mind. So the translation, which you already know, obviously, Noka Ganga Bitar. The Nokas went inside the Ganga, right? The boat. So who's on the boat? The Jana. And when the Jana go inside the Ganga, then they marana. But namare. Although many boats sunk in the Ganga because of overloading, everyone got across. Not a single person drowned. This is a fact. Anyone that runs to God never drowns. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashiti. My devotee never perishes. Name pranashiti. Nash, prananash. No one and nothing can destroy his life and prana because he's running to me. He's coming to me. Whether you swim your way back to Godhead or run your way or walk your way or crawl your way, you'll make it. Just keep moving. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. Wiggle on your belly, crawl on your knees, walk on your feet or fly in your wings, but keep moving. And you'll get progress. Katawa du Noka dubile matra ganga haya stala hena chechandera anugraha ichabala. Whenever a boat would begin to sink, it would be found that miraculously right below that sinking boat there was a mysterious appearance of a sandbar, which means a sandbar means a raised area of earth underneath the water. On either side of the sandbar is 100 feet deep of water. Where the sandbar is, it's 2 feet deep. Because the underneath these rivers can be like this. The Puri Beach is like that also. When you send certain tides in certain places, right, especially by Chakratirtha Road, where I used to swim over there, a beer that's more safe and level type. But there, it's just near the beach, when they go in, it's 10 feet deep. And it goes like that for about 20 meters. Then after that, it's about 2 feet deep. So I often see fishermen walking out there. They look like they're walking on the water. They're about 100 feet from the shore and they're walking along the sandbar dragging nets. You think, oh, and you see, oh, it's shallow, and you dive in, and you, oh, where's my feet? Because it's 10 feet deep, and if you don't know how to swim, you feel a little insecure, and that happens to many people, and they go, Chakratirtha, a lot of people drown every year. That's only a few European tourists, so no one minds. Because all the Indians go, they go to the Puri beach, the Puri hotel side, that's where all the local Indians go, and that beach is like this. Chakratirtha is mostly a fisherman area. But there's lots of hippie hotels down there. Chakratirtha. That's where Jagannath first came up. Chakratirtha. So everybody, that was, it was all by Chaitanya Anugraha, Ichabala. This is Ichabala. This is the power of the desire of the compassion of God. Anugraha means compassion, mercy, Ichabala. There's nothing stronger than the desire of God. Nothing stronger than the desire of God. And a guru carries the desire of God. Chanray Krishna. That's the desire of God. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Nadana Najanana Sundaram. Anugraha Ichabala. You're coming to see me? Don't worry. That's my desire, that you come and see me. I will give you all strength to make it. You won't perish. You'll see me in this lifetime. And that's your one and only ambition. Chaitanya Anugraha. My compassion is there for you if you have no other desire than to see me. Darshan of God is a reality, especially in the Indian subcontinent. Everyone's aware of the idea that you can see God, and Siddha saints have seen Shiva and seen Hanuman and seen all the gods, so why can't we see our God? Our goddess. We also have a goddess. Our Swamini Radha. This is the perfection of bhajan, the perfection of the eyes, to have darshan. In any form, spurti, visporti, or sakshatkara. It's their icha. It's a bala itch, it's a strong desire of the Lord to show us that much compassionate, that He'll show Himself to us. Because if you love someone, then the lover wants to show herself to you. You want to see the beloved, and they want to be seen by you. So God loves us more than we love God. God loves us absolutely, completely, and immensely. He says, here I am, I want to show myself to you, I want to give you darshan. I'm for you, lover is for the beloved. The lover reserves her body for the beloved. She doesn't go around and show everybody. She doesn't even show her face in the village. The only person sees her face is her beloved. So God is like a shy, a chaste lover. His face is covered. Naham prakasha sarvasya lokaya karma, whatever it is, avritam. It says avritam. Avritam means covered. What is that verse? 725, what is it? Naham sarvasya. Naham sarvasya. Yeah, so this yogamaya means that his face is covered with his chunari. Yogamaya is God's chunari. Yogamaya means the mahamaya, actually. And yogamaya, the energy is yogamaya. That's the only, Krishna's energies are transcendental. But when they're acting here, they take on a different shade. Yogamaya gets called yogamaya. I mean, yogamaya gets called mahamaya. So that, in that case, that the yogamaya potency is not yogamaya, that's what uncovers you and lets you have prakash, darshan of Krishna. So the verse is speaking, because the energy for him from Krishna's side, it's my yogamaya acting as mahamaya, which covers. It makes me invisible to the naham prakash. I'm not prakash agarwal. I'm not prakash agarwal. I'm not prakash uparwala. On the uparwala you can't see. You don't have the bhav. Is my anugraha, is my compassion, my desire to give darshan. Very beautiful verse. Che prabhura nama guna satkrit ye ghai se samsara abditari vatsapada pray. The whole material ocean. Samashrita ye parapalavam palavam mahatpadam punya yasho murari. Bhavam buddhira vatsa param 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 vi param nal yate sham. This is Brahma Stuti. 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 14, Samashrita Ye Parapallava Palavam. One who takes your complete Samashrita, complete, absolute, full shelter, body, mind, words, heart, soul, desire, everything, in Krishna, then this Bhavambuddhi or Vatsapadam, Bhava, Bhava Sagar, we say Bhava Sindhu, Bhava, was it Sindhu, was that verse? Bhajahure Mana. Bhajahure Mana, Shinandanandana, Abhaychan, Bhava Sindhu, this Bhava Sindhu Re. This Bhava Sindhu means this verse in Bhava means this ocean. This ocean material existence becomes Vatsapadam. Vatsa means a baby cow. Baby cow, Vatsa. His foot, how big is his foot? So small. And maybe, 10 milliliters of water. So this oceanic expanse of the material Maya illusion becomes reduced to 10 milliliters of water. You step right over it. For the surrendered, the Sharanagati Vaishnava. The Sharanagati Vaishnava, the surrendered soul. So Vrindavan, as Vrindavan Das spoke, he came as Shukadeva goes to Veda Vyas. He came as Veda Vyas and wrote the verse I just spoke in the Brahma Stuti and Bhagavatam. Now he's coming as Vrindavan Das Thakur and writing the same verse. A person who once glorifies the names and qualities of the Supreme Lord, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Nam, Gun, Satkrit, Jagai. Satkrit means once. There's a verse in Nectar of Instruction. It says Snatur, Eva Snatur Satkrit Premadam. It says Eva Snatur Satkrit Premadam Avishkaroti. That if one takes even one bath in Radhakund, it's a verse in the Nectar of Instruction, then Premadam Avishkaroti. That wealth of prema, the prema will, avishkaroti, will rise, avesh karoti, karoti means it will do into him, it will come into him. That mantri prema, that gopi prema, avish, comes avesh karoti, becomes avish karoti, it will come inside of him, just by one bath in Radhakund. Shri Radha Kunda Ki Jai, Vishama Kunda Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. All roads lead to Radha, and all roads to Radha lead to Radha Kund. Seems like it. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. You see the world according to your view. So if you're viewing the world from Radha Kund, then you see Radha Kund in the world. And if your world is Radhakund, then that's your jagat. That's all you think. You see Radhakund, you think Radhakund, you live in Radhakund, you glorify Radhakund. What to do? A person who even once glorifies the names and qualities of the Supreme Lord crosses over the material ocean as if it were the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. Vatsapada Praya. It's like the water. Vatsapad Praya. Samsara Abdi Tare. Tarana. Tare means crossover. Abdi means ocean. Vatsapada. It's like the foot of a calf, but it's less than that. It's that small. It's small as the water in a calf's hoofprint in the mud, but it's actually less than that. Because if you're crossing over the water inside the footprint of a calf left in the mud, that means you're making some effort. You're stepping over. You're exerting some effort to step over. So it's like that. It's as if you're stepping over, but there's no effort. Because as soon as you surrender, there's no more samsara. So it's even faster than a step, because it's just a mental adjustment. Surrender is a mental adjustment. You don't even have to physically step anywhere. The crossover, the calf's footprint, you have to move your leg and cross your whole body. A whole 50 kilos, 60 kilos has to cross over. But as soon as you make that hair breadth, snap of a finger mental adjustment, Taveivasmi, na jivami tvaya vina, iti vigayat, Devitam, Radhitam, Nayamam Charnatika. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. O Radha, please understand this. I have no one but you, in life or in death. Please accept me and keep me at your toenails of your feet. Tave vasmi, na jivami tvaya vina. Without you, I have no life, tvaya vina. Without you, I'm marna hoga. This is a prayer of Das Goswami, our Acharya Prayojan, our love Acharya, our love guru. Who's your love guru? Oh, I have a guitar guru, tennis guru, and dental guru, so many gurus. And my music guru. This is my love guru, the guru of love, Das Goswami. And who's his guru of love? Radharani. He's Rati Manjari. He learned from Radharani and her immediate parampara, Lalita Vishaka and Rupa Manjari. So he's our Acharya of love. Priyoja means divine love. So we'll continue tomorrow.